Mr. Haig Howard, 83, retired shepherd, resident at home near Home Firth, reciting an old poem of the district, recorded by B.R. Dyce in September 1951.
When about 1850 or 59, Queen Victoria came to Leeds, and there was a man in my home composed some verses about her. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most gracious, lovely, sovereign queen, unequalled in renown, in all Europe shall never be to visit us at home. But as your bounty comes in near, your mother's will come nigh, and see us right, you're nought to fear, as awkward as we are. We have some oddish ways for sure, and rather strange opinions, but to the Queen there's nobody truer in all your great dominions. You'll take no notice what they say, it makes it into nought, but come and have us at peep, and then you'll never rue your route. We had a meeting and agreed one day, factory stairs, to fit you up with all you need and fair equal shares. Some's promised might and some a bed, another tasn't a brass, will shape to make some point instead and all the pair pass. Be sure our means a bit on.
Yes.
Be sure our means are but small, but when we want a brust, there isn't one among us all but what can get some trust. We'll find your might and drink enough, and ne'er be sure and come, think nought about it being rough, but make your senate warm. When squared and ordered everything, both host to hear their band, and host to talk, and host to sing, and host to give command. The flattering words and flashy deeds, and having folk farm dressed, we may not just be up to lead, but we shall do our best. We think that we can make a show, and make a good one too, and we can get your fetlawns there, or what we mean to do. We shall have all procession bands led up by Dr. Horst, the all great moves, he always stands preeminently first. He's been his rural police force, and cheated Colonel Cobb, and that's enough to prove, of course, that he understands his job. We think that folk will see him best if we give him factory squirt, to make a staff and have him dressed in Billy Gaelic's shirt. And he man have a horse and rod, and at intervals between, he means to walk a stilts beside, as he'll be better seen. This may appear a curious whim to such as you, but then you know it wouldn't do for him to look like other men. Both you and many a one will stare to see him first, no doubt. But bless your life, he will be there, we cannot keep him yet. You're nought to do but make it known what time you mean to start, and we'll come fetch you up town without Phil's horse and cart. Josh Gale and me will lug your flag, an umbrella too. Joe Clough will tear your carpet bag and tell you what to do. And Jesse Pincham will be there to see it all goes right, and act as Joe's interpreter, and keep things middling straight. For Jesse can say yes or no, or anything that's grand, just as polite as all the yo or any lord at land. He doesn't deal the words he wrong, but then they're always right, unless there may be chance some time or be rather short away. But best will, he talks away, and all his words are glazed, and then choose what he has to say, or can it be but pleased. Well, now we shall not make much fuss, but put your nicely down, that Master Cobbler would have says, it's likeliest as it can. And then it...
Yes? Mm-hmm. Go on.
And then at least you'll have to down and tell your speech in tale, they very likely have no one, but then some rare good ale. Police is a very handy inn, they'll fit your order soon, and if it's broth or out it's thin, you'll get a long stale spoon.